When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? Kids! I don't mind the moonlight swims, it's the loop that hurts. Kids! How we ever beat the Russians? Kids! I didn't know what puberty was until I was almost past it.
Laughing, singing, dancing, grinning, morons. And while we're on the subject, kids, they are just impossible to control. Kids, with their awful clothes and their rock and roll. Why can't they dance like we did?
What's wrong with Sammy Kay?
What's the matter with kids today?
Well, as the reprise in Bye Bye Birdie tells us, nothing is wrong with kids today. And today, Broadway to Main Street is going to take a walk down memory lane and deal with shows that have kids either as a subject or at the center or starring or both or all of the above. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, emanating from the Butterscotch Lane of Southampton, New York. I want to remind listeners that our show is underwritten by a generous grant by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And what would a show about kids be without kids here in the studio? So we have two of them today, my son Miles Mazlon.
Hello, everybody.
And his good friend Eleanor Hume.
Hi.
And they're in, what did you say, you were in the what, Miles? In the house?
In the house.
Okay, very good. Don't ham it up too much, pal. All right, well, kids and musicals were not a big thing for decades. I mean, most musicals were written by adults, for adults. There were a few exceptions, and it would be Rodgers and Hart, that great innovative team that came up with an all-kid show called Babes in Arms in the mid-30s. We don't really have a cast album recording of that, but here's the one, the only Jack Cassidy to sing the title number from a studio recording in 1951 to lead us off on our show about babes and kids. Here you go, Jack.
They call us babes in arms, but we are babes in armor. They laugh at babes in arms, but we'll be laughing far more. On city streets and farms, they'll hear a rising war cry. Youth will arrive, let them know you're alive. Make it your cry. They call us babes in arms.
Babes in arms!
They think they must direct us.
Direct us!
But if we're babes in arms,
babes in arms,
we'll make them all respect us. Why have we got our arms? What have we got our sight for? Play day is done, we've a place in the sun we must fight for. So babes in arms to us. Thank you. hard city streets and farms. They'll hear a rising war cry. Youth will arrive, let them know you're alive. Make it yours. Have we got our arms? What have we got our sight for?
Play day is done, we have a place in the sun, we must fight for. We'll make it on to us.
Well, we're calling all babes and their folks and their friends to arms in our studio today and our All Kids, Kids Today show on Broadway to Main Street. Now, as I said, mainstream musical really didn't deal too much with kids, or certainly not all kids show. And the game changer, certainly for many people growing up in that era, was Peter Pan, starring Mary Martin and Cyril Richard. It opened in 1954, and it closed a little early so that it could be filmed for television live. It was done twice live, and then on tape in 1960. Anyway, a generation of kids grew up with this show. Did you guys ever see Peter Pan?
Doi.
Boy?
No, Doi.
Doi. Did you ever see Peter Pan?
Well, a long time ago. I don't really remember it that well.
Okay, well, a lot of people remember it, and here's the great song from it called I Won't Grow Up.
Are you ready for today's lesson?
Yes, Peter!
And listen to your teacher. Repeat after me. I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
Just to learn to be a parrot.
Just to learn to be a parrot.
And recite a silly rule.
And recite a silly rule.
If growing up means it would be beneath my dignity to climb a tree,
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.
Not me.
Not I.
Not me.
Not me.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to wear a tie.
I don't want to wear a tie.
And a serious expression.
And a serious expression.
In the middle of July.
In the middle of July.
And if it means I must prepare to shoulder burdens with a worried air,
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.
Not me.
Not I.
Not me.
So there. Never gonna be a man.
I won't.
Like to see somebody try
and make me.
Anyone who wants to try and make me turn into a man. Catch me if you can. I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
Not a penny will I pinch.
Not a penny will I pinch.
I will never grow a mustache.
I will never grow a mustache.
Or a fraction of an inch.
Or a fraction of an inch.
'Cause growing up is awful work. And all the awful things that ever were,
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.
No, sir.
Not I.
Not me.
So there.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I will never even try.
I will never even try.
I will do what Peter tells me.
I will do what Peter tells me.
And I'll never ask him why.
And I'll never ask him why.
We won't grow up.
We won't grow up.
We will never grow a day.
We will never grow a day.
And if someone tries to make us.
And if someone tries to make us.
We will simply run away.
We will simply run away.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
No, I promise that I won't.
No, I promise that I won't.
I will stay a boy forever.
I will stay a boy forever.
And be banished if I don't.
And be banished if I don't.
And never. No, sir. Not me.
Well, the more I see of grown-ups, the less I want to grow.
The more I see what they have learned, the less I want to know.
And yet we've got to all grow up, there's no place else to go.
I wonder why.
much too big to try to dig the colorful things we say.
If we could take over the training of the other generation,
we know we could improve them quite a lot.
But they will never let us. They stay the way they met us. And so we're simply stuck with what we've got. You can't improve them.
The kids are simply stuck with what they've got.
And wholesome fun they had, the innocent things they did.
They all had a wonderful childhood in the other generation.
The games they'd play were bright and gay and loud.
They used to shout, "Red Rover, Red Rover, please come over." They must have been an awful droopy crowd when they were younger.
They must have been an awful droopy crowd.
That was from Flower Drum Song, Rodgers and Hammerstein, 1958. I think maybe Bywerk Lee, who just won a special Tony in June, may be one of the kids in that recording. And of course, Rodgers and Hammerstein were different from many composers in that they were family men. And they had kids in a lot of their shows, of course, Carousel and King and I, for Pete's sake, Allegro, and a show called The Sound of Music we'll hear from later in the broadcast. Well, it wasn't really until the 1960s that kids got their own starring roles or even title roles in Broadway shows. And our next recording is from a show that came over for England called Oliver. You like Oliver, right, Ellie?
It's okay.
Didn't you see it at Paper Mill Playhouse and really love it?
I didn't love it. It was so corny.
It was corny. Well, what did you think, Miles? Did you see the movie of Oliver?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, I don't remember it that well.
All right, well, maybe this next song will help jog your memories. Here is Bruce Prochnick from the original cast of Oliver.
Where is love?
she reads, betcha she sews. Maybe she's made me a closet of clothes. Maybe they're strict, as straight as a line. Don't really care, as long as they're mine. So maybe now this prayer's the last one of its kind. Won't you please come get your baby?
That, of course, was from the next generation's Oliver. You might even say the female Oliver, which was Annie. And I'm joined today in the studio by my son, Miles, and his friend, Ellie Hume. You guys like Annie?
Yes. Yeah, it was really good.
Did you see the movie and the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's your favorite part about Annie, Ellie?
I like it when she found Sandy.
Yeah, that's always a good part. Well, Annie became so important to another generation of theatergoers. I would say it was a real turning point for kids' musicals heading into the end of the 20th century. But another major event was in 97, the staging of The Lion King on Broadway. Did you guys like The Lion King?
It was amazing. It was my favorite ever play.
And really?
It was my second, I think it was my second play I ever saw.
Second play. What do you remember about it that was exciting?
I just remember the costumes were crazy.
The costumes and the masks, yeah?
Yeah, and, well, his friend was in it, so we got to go backstage, and there was all these crazy, like, wooden things that were, like, in the shapes of, like, zebras, and there are these cool masks.
Yeah, and all the puppets and stuff. That was my friend Gareth Sachs, who plays Scar even as we speak. Well, did you guys like the character of Simba? Did you identify with him wanting to grow up and be king?
Yeah, and also my favorite part, when he got thrown off the mountain and he was, like, falling in slow-mo, and it was so cool.
Okay, well, let's hear Simba, who just can't wait to be king, from The Lion King.
Inspiring thing. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. No more say do this.
Now when I say
no
that,
say be there.
What I
no more say stop what.
Won't you go free?
No more say see here.
No, not see here.
Free to run around all day.
That's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
Arranged a heart to heart.
Kings don't need it by some little poor misbuster.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out, out of service, out of Africa. I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of way.
Oh, why does he can't wait to be king? Everybody look left, everybody look right, everyone you look high, sitting in spotlight.
Not yet.
Let every creature go broken sea. Let's hear it.
Well, kids always just want to grow up and be like their adults, don't they, Ellie and Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Well, there are some musicals that deal with the notion of growing up and being an adolescent and not getting on with your mom so much. That can sometimes happen, right? You guys get on with your mom, so pretty much?
Yeah, except when she cut my jeans without my permission.
Yeah, she cut your jeans without your permission. We heard that for a good hour this morning. Well, here from Hairspray is a trio of girls who are just trying to assert to their mom that they've grown up. From Hairspray.
Don't contradict me.
Don't disobey me.
Don't even think about going to that audition.
Please!
No!
Mother!
Stop!
Stop telling me what to do.
Don't
treat me like a child of two.
No!
I know that you want what's best.
Please!
But mother, please, give it a rest!
Stop! Don't! No!
Please
stop! Don't! No! Please,
mama, I'm a baby.
That was from the Broadway musical Spring Awakening, which took the whole notion of growth and adolescence into deeper, darker territory, one of the, I think, most impressive musicals of the last 15, 20 years. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're talking about kids today. And how could I talk about kids today without having actual kids today in the studio? And we've got my son Miles Mazlon. Say hi.
Hello.
And his friend Eleanor Hume joining us today to talk about musicals.
Hi.
Hi. So, doi. You taught me doi. That means like duh, right?
Yeah.
See, like, I'm not hip. I need you guys to up my hip quotient.
Okay, deal.
Well, there was a musical called 13 written by Jason Robert Brown, which didn't last very long on Broadway about 10 years ago. But it had in it an up-and-comer, as Broadway musicals often do, called Ariana Grande. You guys know who she is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Who doesn't?
Well, okay. What do you like about her?
Well, she now sings like pop,
like pop,
modern,
yeah,
and it's good.
And Ellie?
I just think that she's really talented, but I have some facts about her.
Okay, give us one fact.
Okay, one fact is that her Wishbone account is Ariana Grande, the real deal.
Okay, well, she is the real deal, and like many real deals, she started on Broadway, so Broadway can be cool sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, here from the score to 13. You'll hear Ariana Grande. She's sort of in the middle of this track.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old school butch.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel... Your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing. Your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring of keys. I thought it was supposed to be wrong.
That was Sidney Lucas singing one of the great coming-of-age songs of the 21st century from Fun Home. One of the remarkable things, I think, in the 21st century is how many shows have kids in the lead, and they're intelligent shows, and they're broad shows and moving shows. And a show that moved me a lot was Billy Elliot, about a young dancer, a young boy who wants to be a ballet dancer from the north of England. And I played mostly kid renditions, but why don't we hear the composer himself, Elton John, singing Billy Elliot's ode to what it's like to be a dancer, Electricity, from the score that he wrote.
It's a feeling that you can't control. I suppose it's like forgetting, losing who you are, and at the same time, something makes you whole. It's like that there's a music playing in your ear, and I'm listening. Listening, and then I disappear, and then I feel a change, like a fire deep inside, something bursting me wide open, impossible to hide, and suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity, scared, confused and all mixed up and mad as hell. It
It's like when you've been crying and you're empty and you're full. I don't know what it is, it's hard to tell. It's like that there's some music playing in your ear, but the music is impossible, impossible to hear. But then I feel it move me like a burning deep inside, something
Elton John, no kid, but wrote a great score to Billy Elliot. Now, they're adapting a lot of stuff for young people. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Mary Poppins, a lot of shows we didn't get to talk about today. But the great children's book author Roald Dahl had two major books adapted to musicals for the stage, Matilda and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And you guys have read Matilda, right?
A little of it. I have.
Reading it.
You're reading it now? Okay. So we'll hear a song from Matilda, and then we'll hear about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which just opened on Broadway this year. You like that one, right?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite. Maybe my favorite.
All right. Well, let's hear a Roald Dahl doubleheader, Matilda and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up.
When I grow up, I will eat sweets every day on the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night.
And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square, and I won't care, 'cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
Bye.
will be brave enough to fight the creatures that you have to fight beneath the bed each night to be a grown-up. When I grow up...
Just because you find that life's no favorite doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change.
When I grow up...
Just because I find myself... saying, I think that it's okay, and that's not right.
Charlie, you've won.
Another gobstopper?
Nope.
A lifetime supply of sweets?
Better.
But what could possibly be better than a lifetime supply of sweets?
Let me show you. Charlie, you and I, we make something out of nothing. Me and you, Charlie, we see things that aren't there. Charlie, you and I, we ask how but never why. It's me and you, Charlie, Charlie, you and I. Welcome aboard my great glass elevator. I haven't been in this thing for years. Let's see if it still works. Push that button.
The one marked, don't push?
That's the one.
Something crazy is going to happen now, isn't it?
How did you guess?
Where are we going?
Up. 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 When a boy like you looks to the sky, at the stars and planets passing by, if the boy's like me, he'll want to fly into the stratosphere. And as we both rise into those skies, your future will appear. That's why I've brought you to see the view from here. When a boy has just a touch of odd, and he walks the streets without a nod, he should know that odd is a gift from God. Like this starry blue chandelier. And the more he lives, perspective gives him sight so crystal clear. That's why I brought you to see the view from here. So you could see the Straits Magellan sailed, the battlefields where good prevailed, the pyramids, St. Peter's Dome, the tiny house that you call home. Charlie, look down there, my factory. Do you see it?
Yes, Mr. Wonka.
I love my factory, Charlie. I love it more than anything in the world.
So do I, Mr. Wonka. So do I.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that, Charlie. Very glad. And do you want to know why?
Why?
Because my chocolate factory is your grand prize.
What?
I'm giving it to you.
But Mr. Wonka, why do you want to give away your factory?
Charlie, I'm an old, old man, much older than you think. I can't keep running my factory forever. I have to give it to someone new. Someone good and honest and kind who loves to mix things up. And that someone, Charlie Bucket, is you. Charlie, you and I, we make something out of nothing.
We will.
Charlie, we see things that aren't there. Charlie, you and I, we ask how, but never why. It's me and you, Charlie.
Is it true? I'm a chocolatier.
And now high above the thing we love, it's time for your premiere. That's why I brought you to see the view from here. So
that was Christian Borrell and Jake Ryan Flynn from the current production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Did you like that show, Miles?
Yes, I loved it.
What did you like about it?
What I liked about it is that it told everyone that you don't get places by chewing gum and looking at electronics, even though I do, and like being sassy and rich doesn't get you anywhere. But if you believe. And if you're good about it, then it will get you far.
Excellent. What an excellent message. I'm sure the creators couldn't have wished for more. Well, another show that opened this year was Anastasia, starring the young female star of that, Christy Altomare. Let's hear her big ballad, which also influenced a generation of moviegoers.
Heart, don't fail me now. Courage, don't desert me. Don't turn back now that we're here. People always say life is full of choices. No one ever mentions fear. One hope, then another.
Even kids get power ballads on Broadway these days. That was from the recently released cast album of Anastasia. Well, today was all about kids, and I was joined by two of the best kids I know today. Eleanor Hume, say hi, Ellie.
Hello.
And Miles Maslon, my son. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners before we sign off?
Well, goodbye.
Yeah, you're going to say?
Oh, farewell.
So long.
So long.
Farewell, and keep listening to what, Miles?
Keep listening to Broadway to Main Street.
Why?
Because it's good.
Excellent.
And well, I'm on it.
Yeah, well, you're on it today.
Me too.
And Ellie is too. So there's no other way to end this episode than to go back to Rodgers and Hammerstein and some lovely kids from the Von Trapp family. And they say, what again, guys?
Farewell.
Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye from Broadway
to Main Street, USA. Dun, 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 dun.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping up to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Regretfully cuckoo. They tell us, but firmly cuckoo. They compel us to say goodbye.
Cuckoo.
To you. So long, farewell, I'll be the same tonight.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same adieu.
Adieu, adieu. To you and you and you.
So long, farewell, au revoir, I'll be to say.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say goodbye.
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
I'm glad to go, I cannot tell a lie.
I flit, I float, I fleetly I fly.
Is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.